I happen to believe so because I believe it's not about color. I have been to a lot of states, a lot of counties. It's not about color. Some people are trying to make it about color. I'm not going to let it be about color. And the American people are not going to let it be about color. They want it to be about content of your ideas, your leadership. The American people are tired of excuses. They want results. The American people are tired of trying to avoid responsibility. They want somebody to take responsibility, not continue to point blame. So I don't think color has anything to do with it. In Indiana? No, I graduated from Purdue University with a graduate degree. So, nope, not my first time. I spent a year here finishing up my graduate work. I have visited here before. You know, I think you all hosted the Final Four here a couple of times. So, no, I've been here several times. I don't remember. I don't remember the last time I was here. It was during, last school year, I did visit the campus of Purdue University to give a presentation for the business school. I don't remember the exact date. April 20th. Thank you, my man. He's got my back. Thank you. I couldn't remember. Thank you. It was outstanding. The number of attendees was a huge crowd. And I gave a talk about, similar to what I'm going to do here today when I give my remarks about the state of this nation. And more importantly, what we need to do to fix it. I'm all about solving problems. I am the economic growth candidate. Why? Because I am like a broken record. When I talk about, that's what we ought to be focusing on. If you want to put fuel in the engine, we need to lower the top corporate tax rate for corporations and individuals to a maximum of 25%. Zero tax on repatriated profits. Capital gains tax rates of zero and make them permanent. Why? Uncertainty is killing this economy. That's just phase one of my economic growth plan. I've already documented it. But you don't hear the mainstream media going out there to talk about that. That's fine. The people are paying attention. Secondly, phase two of my economic growth plan. Totally replace the tax code with the fair tax, which is the national sales tax, which is a national consumption tax. That's what I talk about most. Why? Next to national security, growing this economy is our most critical issue. And unfortunately, there's no hope based upon what this president has said or is doing on this bus trip to try and listen to the American people. Let me tell you a little secret. I've been listening to the American people for over a year now. My staff and I already know what we need to do. Now, I'm not mad at y'all. It's just that I get a little passionate when I think about 15 million people who don't have jobs because this administration refuses to solve the right problem. And this economy being stuck installed is one of the biggest problems we had. Here's one other little point on that note. Last week or 2 weeks ago, the Federal Reserve announced that they were not going to raise the federal funds rate of 0.25% until sometime in 2013. That was waving the white flag on this economy, saying they don't expect any growth. The American people do not surrender. They don't want to surrender on growth in this economy. This is what frustrates a lot of people, and it frustrates me. Because they believe that we can spend our way to prosperity. We cannot. We have spent $1 trillion at least. We have run the national debt up to $14 trillion plus. The national debt now exceeds the gross domestic product, which puts us in the category of a Greece. And we got to change that. The American people understand that. It's resonating with people.
What do you do about Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, 60% of the federal budget?
You restructure those programs. You cannot just raise the retirement age, cut benefits, and think we're going to solve the problem. We have to restructure those problems. Let's take them one at a time. I believe Medicaid should be block granted. I think Representative Paul Ryan believes that same approach. Medicare, the approach that Representative Ryan put in his budget proposal, I support that approach. Why? Instead of having a bureaucrat to tell a senior which hospital and which doctor they're going to go to in order for Medicare to pay their bills, he has a choice program where the seniors can make that decision. And people are screaming and trying to say, oh, you're throwing grandmama out of the wheelchair off the bridge. No, they are not. They're giving grandma a choice. Let me tell you something about choice when people have the money in their hands. This is human nature. People spend their money much better than other people's money. That's why I believe that the system will work. Here's another example. Social Security. In the country of Chile, they had a broken retirement system just like we had 30 years ago. They put in an optional personal retirement account. Optional for the younger workers. None of the existing seniors were affected, and people had the option to stay on the current system. They weren't paying the 12.4% that we are paying to go into Social Security. They were paying 28% on the dollar. Finally, they got a leader that said, we've got to fix it. So they came up with this, put it in, presented it to the people, and in 3 years, 90% of the workers chose the optional system, even if they were over the cutoff age for being able to generate savings for their retirement. We must restructure programs. And I happen to believe that the American people will understand that. Now, the last time when President Bush proposed the personal retirement account system, it didn't go anywhere. That doesn't discourage me from doing it. Simply because it didn't go anywhere. It didn't go anywhere for a couple of reasons. Number one, it was demagogued. It was called privatization. And I would like to respectfully ask everybody here to please, when you write your stories, I said personalization, not privatize. That does not privatize it. So demagoguery helped to kill it. And I'm critical of the Republicans, even though I'm running as a Republican. The rest of the Republicans in Congress did not help him explain it to the American people. That's why it didn't go anywhere. But see, my approach is going to be a little different. I'm going to insist that the members of Congress understand it. And I'm going to be the principal person explaining it to the American people, because one of my guiding principles is that when the people understand it, they will support it and they will demand it.